This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening. It's Trivia Friday here on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Jim Stanley, the General Manager for American Family.
Good morning,
sir. Good morning, Jim. How are you, sir?
I am doing pretty good. Thanks. Yourself?
Filling in for, you are filling in for...
Who is not feeling well? Ed Vitagliano.
Is out, been out all week.
He has.
Suffering from some ailment that he's going to get over. I'm getting too personal here. I'm probably violating some kind of HIPAA law right here.
That's true. I mean, just acknowledging that he is feeling under the weather.
Yes, he was. So hopefully and prayerfully, our brother Ed will be back on Monday. J.J. Jasper's in the studio with us for Trivia Friday.
I'm glad to be here, and Jim's glad to be here, but we're extra glad you're here,
that's
Tim.
Right.
What a miracle. You had a near-fatal automobile accident. So many of our listeners prayed for you, and you're sitting here, the answer to our prayers.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for praying for me. I covered the story yesterday on the show. If you want to hear what happened to me in more detail, you can listen to the program from yesterday at the top of the program on our podcast.
Yes, sir, at AFR.net.
AFR.net.
We have a podcast there.
So I won't review all the details, but yes, fell asleep. Ran into the back of a truck going down the interstate. I did. My van ran into the back of a truck. Both of us are moving forward, but I caught up with him because of the speed and came within inches of going to heaven.
Yeah, near fatal.
It was scary.
Having seen the pictures of the vehicle, near fatal is an apt description.
Yeah, inches.
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 Yeah,
so
you see the pictures and you think, there's no way a person could walk out of that alive. So
tell
God's
what,
hand was on that situation.
That van, and we're not, but that van anti-collision and how they have the pressure points that break away, that van did its job.
Oh, yeah. That was a Dodge Caravan, wasn't it?
It was.
I think it was.
Yes, sir.
The seatbelt, you had your seatbelt on. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Your airbag worked. Thank God for that.
Absolutely.
And then beyond that, His grace and protection.
Right. Yeah, it was a true miracle, and I do credit the car manufacturers but for all the safety measures that they're putting into vehicles today, which saved lives. But what happened to me
was the hand of God.
Couldn't have been explained altogether without some supernatural intervention.
Amen.
What are you going to say, JJ?
Oh, I was going to say, I've been asking our morning listeners if they want to send brownies to send those to
me.
Send those to me, and I will make a minimum effort to get those to
Minimum
you.
Effort.
Right.
Please note which of us asked for food first.
I haven't asked for anything except for your prayers, but there are people who say, no, what can we do? And I'm talking, I'm thinking Cracker Barrel.
gift cards.
Well, gift cards. Yeah. Everybody likes gift cards.
That's right.
So Cracker Barrel. Like to go hit the Red Lobster.
You have not because you ask not.
Right. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Yeah. So when you send those to American Family Radio next week, be sure and send those in care of Jim Stanley.
Right. Jim Stanley. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to be here for the next hour and 21 minutes or so. We're going to ask trivia questions and let you call in and ask your trivia questions of us. So we ask and you answer and ask us a question. So Jim, JJ, and yours truly will give three each, and then you'll call in and ask your question and answer one of ours. Here's the phone number, 888. This is to call in and be on the program.
Yes, sir.
888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840. If you want to, we will have a mystery question, and if the mystery question is answered correctly, you will hear this sound. That will mean you will have won yourself a AFR T-shirt.
Yes, sir.
A
AFR
Trivia
Friday
T-shirt, which Jim is holding up now on our live Facebook stream. We are video streaming this show live at Facebook. For just go to Today's Issues, Today's Issues, and they're holding the T-shirts up. And we'll tell you how to purchase one a little bit later on.
Look, so, Tim, I'm t-shirts. Head and shoulders above you.
Yes, you are. You got the gym. That takes some explaining. But the Trivia Friday T-shirt is available for sale. We'll tell you how to get that a little bit later on. But you will win that. Let's see if there's any other. Oh, yeah, the ground rule is if you've called and gotten on the air with us on this show in the last 4 weeks, do not call, because we're trying to give as many new people an opportunity to be on live as possible. So if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. Wait. Go to the 1 month back of the line.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Jim, go ahead and give us your questions.
All right. I didn't touch base with JJ before I walked in, and I probably should have, because he does a really good job of tying in some of the different days. And since today is National Donut Day, when was the first official National Donut Day? When was the first official National Donut Day?
I'm 11th grade history class. We had that, but I can't.
You can't remember?
No.
All right.
I don't know why I would forget.
Well, it's an important day, Tim. We want to make people.
Okay, and no police jokes.
No, no, sir.
We will not tolerate
no.
Police jokes and donuts.
Right? Oh, my. No, we will not. All right, another cooking question for you. The Cajun Trinity of cooking consists of what three vegetables? Three vegetables in the Cajun Trinity of cooking, and then a...
Hotter and on fire.
That's right. That's about right. And what are the five boroughs of New York City? It's almost like they have sub-cities.
Yeah.
What are the five boroughs of New York City?
All
Mr.
Right, JJ.
Jasper?
Good questions. Here's what I've got. First question, who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship three times? Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship three times? Second question, it's baseball season. How many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball diamond? How many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball diamond? And then my third question, true or false? Everyone's heard of a traitor or a tattletale called a stool pigeon, haven't they? Have you guys heard that?
Yeah,
I've
heard
stool
that.
Pigeon? Here's my question. Where did we get stool pigeon? It is to catch passenger pigeons. Hunters used to nail a pigeon to a stool, and the cries of his distress would attract other passenger pigeons, and the hunters would shoot them by the thousands. Is that true or false?
I don't know, but PETA has a problem with that.
It was before PETA.
Oh, okay.
And, a long time ago, they used to catch passenger pigeons. Hunters used to nail a pigeon to a stool, and its cries of distress would attract other passenger pigeons, and the hunters would shoot them by the thousands. True or false?
That's pretty cruel right there. Huh? And I know PETA person, but that sounds awful. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Here are my questions. From history, here's the question. What famous document begins, when in the course of human events?
Good.
What famous document begins, when in the course of human events? Number two.
Isn't that part of the marriage ceremony? Here in front of all these witnesses.
Yeah. Well, it may be. It may be. We'll just see what the answer is. All right. Two questions. Since I was in the hospital for 6 nights, I've got some medical questions here.
Good.
All right. Which medical tool was developed in the year 1612 by a gentleman by the name of Sanctorius?
Sanctorius.
You heard that before?
I've not.
Okay, this gentleman, I don't guess he has a last name or a first name, one or the other. Anyway, this is a very commonly used medical device even today, and it was invented in 1612.
Wow.
The gentleman's name was Sanctorius. I don't think he's in my family line.
No.
But here's my third question. This is male, female included here. So, to everybody, until you are 35 years old, it grows. Then this part of not part of this your it begins to shrink.
Your part body. Of your body.
You're part of your body.
Yeah.
What is it? Again, this is male, female, everybody. Until we're 35, this
it's
grows.
Growing.
Right.
When we reach 35, we peaked, and this body begins to shrink. What is the body part I'm looking for?
I can tell you, for me, it was my brain.
You think you peaked at 35?
Man, I don't think I made it that far.
Yeah, if you peak at 35, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll do it.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Yeah. Let's do it. We're going to talk to Benjamin calling in from Texas this morning. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hey, how are you, Benjamin?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. What part of Texas are you calling from today?
Well, I live in Eddy, but I'm actually calling from Woodway, Texas. Near Waco.
Gotcha, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the true or false question.
Okay. Here's the question, Benjamin. You're trying to find the reason why we call a traitor or a tattletale a stool pigeon, and here's the answer. To catch passenger pigeons, hunters used to nail a pigeon to a stool. Its cries of distress would attract other passenger pigeons, and the hunters would shoot them by the thousands. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go with that being true.
Benjamin, it is 100% true.
Wow.
Pretty dark. But
I'm
true.
Not sure if we should clap for
I
that.
I know it.
Yeah,
that's
I can't
very,
clap. I got an injured
very,
right hand. But I can do this cruel. Right here.
Yeah.
I can hit on the table.
Did you know that, Benjamin, or were you just guessing?
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And, you know, a lot of those origins of those things, I think we've all said, because, you know, somebody, whether it's on the playground,
right.
You said, well, you're just a stool pigeon. You know, if they were a tattletale, mm-hmm. and then that's where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Benjamin. Yeah, Benjamin, go ahead.
All right, here's my question for y'all. How long does a sloth take to digest food?
Wow.
According to the Geico commercial.
Right.
How long does it take a sloth?
To digest food.
Yeah. Digest food. Hey, Benjamin? Benjamin?
Yes, sir?
When would there have been a time in our lives when we would have ever entertained that question?
Now wait a minute. Benjamin has the true principle of learning university.
I'm not criticizing.
Yeah, he wants to make us smarter and better.
I'm not making a personal attack on Benjamin or even criticizing him. I'm simply asking a lawyer question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
My question is, when would we ever have had to entertain that question?
Had the occasion.
At 10:18 on June 1st.
All right, Benjamin, let's talk amongst ourselves.
I'm going to guess 24 hours.
I'm 7 days.
A sloth. When does a sloth?
Yeah, how long does it take for a sloth to digest his food?
I'm saying probably.
It's going to be slow.
I'm going to say 3 days and probably 6 to 7 hours.
Yeah.
I know what a turtle
in that range.
I know what a turtle
in that range.
I know what a turtle says riding on a sloth's back.
Whee! Yeah.
All right, Benjamin, what you got for us, buddy? What's the answer to the sloth digestive issues?
It takes 16 days for a sloth to digest its food.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of Tums.
Yeah. And who studied this, Benjamin? How'd you find out the answer to this question?
Well, we actually have a devotional for my younger brother at our house from Louis Giglio, and it was one of the facts on there.
I'm curious what was the point he was making.
Louis Giglio on the sloth?
Yeah, because that's a great information, but how would you turn that into a Devo?
Well, it's just...
My mom sent this question to me on a text this morning for me to call in.
Yeah.
so I actually didn't get to read the devotional.
That's all right. Well, look, thank you for calling in. Yeah. You answered correctly and gave us a good question.
Thank you, Benjamin. You have a great weekend, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, God bless.
He stumped the panel, and the fact that he called in on a CB, I think, was impressive. They were able
well,
to
you know,
patch
I'm kind of disappointed in myself, honestly.
That you didn't know that one?
Well, I studied SLOS.
Really?
Yeah, for a year. Back in
between cello lessons?
No, well, no, it was between high school and college during the summer.
Okay.
And I spent a month reading up on SLOS.
It's getting deep, folks.
The history of SLOS, family relationships between SLOS and Beatles and things like that. And
you should have remembered that
but
fact.
If you go all these years and you don't refresh your SLOS knowledge.
SLOS studies.
You lose it.
You get SLOS
over time.
Yes.
Right, JJ?
That's exactly right.
Anyway, I would just say I can understand if my family's a little embarrassed there.
I get that. Can we talk to Jesse
in Texas? Go, Jesse, go.
Jesse, welcome to Trivia Friday. Did I hear Cindy say today is your birthday?
No.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
That would be a no, Jim.
That would be a no.
Shut you down.
Yes, sir. Well, Jesse, welcome to Trivia Friday anyway. And at one day it's going to be your birthday, so let me just say happy birthday in advance. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right, sir. Which one did you want to answer?
The bell pepper one, which a celery and a...
Hey, Jesse, by the way, how old are you, brother?
Six.
6 years old. Six years old, and he wants to answer the question about the...
He wants to talk about the Cajun Trinity of cooking.
Okay, that's so what's the question again?
The Cajun Trinity of cooking consists of what three vegetables?
And Jesse, your answer is what?
Bell pepper, celery, and a...
Okay, bell pepper, celery, and what else?
And what, sir?
A.
You got to spell that one out for us. A? Hey, sage? What do you say? What did you say, Jesse? What was your third one?
The what? Bay.
Bay? No.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, he's getting it right.
I'm not getting it last.
Maybe it's
he's getting that lifeline.
I heard the first two.
The first two?
Yeah.
Bell pepper and what was it? Celery?
Hey, what's this one? Bell peppers, celery, and onion. Well,
that is absolutely correct.
All right. Wonderful.
Jesse, you're the man. All right, where are you calling from, Texas? Okay, you like spicy food there?
Well, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, Jesse, you got the answer correct, and we congratulate you on that. You have a wonderful. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. What is a group of butterflies called?
What is a group of butterflies called when they're riding on a sloth's back?
No, if you're being attacked by a group of butterflies. Yeah, about. I have that. You know how you have those nightmares over and over?
Yeah.
I sit straight up in bed and have that recurring nightmare of being attacked by
butterflies.
A flock of butterflies.
A flock? Is that what it is?
No, I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
A group? Yeah.
But a horde. I think it's a horde.
Horde?
I think it's a horde of butterflies.
I'm going to say a rampage of butterflies.
What is it, Jesse?
Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope.
A kaleidoscope of butterflies.
I can get that.
Yeah.
Hey.
The beauty of the swarm.
That was a great brass jazz band.
That
Kaleidoscope?
Of butterflies. A butterfly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't skyrocket. They had their little niche there
right.
in the 70s, but great band. Jesse, thanks so much for calling.
Have a great weekend, young man.
A kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope of butterflies. So if you see a bunch of...
A horde of them.
A horde of them coming at you. Butterflies is JJ's nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Then you know it's a kaleidoscope.
Or you've done some LSD.
you
know, either of those.
I've never done LSD, Jim,
me
but
either.
I would guess that you're probably right there.
All right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday. That's the name of this show
it
on the
is.
American Family Radio Network. Tim, Jim, and JJ. Ed is not here today. Pray for him. He's been sick all week, but he should be back in the saddle on Monday. All right. You want to ask our questions that have not been answered?
Sir, we serve at your pleasure.
Okay. Fire away, Jim.
All right. Here we go. When was the first official National Donut Day? When was the first official National Donut Day?
You know, that question makes my eyes glaze over.
Does it really?
I'm telling
just
you.
Glazed over.
Yes.
Man.
Got 1,000 of those. JJ.
Sorry, I can't turn it off.
Yeah.
And poor family.
I'm telling you, I pray for Mel all the time. Who was the first U.S. president that was born a citizen of the United States? So who was the first U.S. president that was born a citizen of the United States? And then what are the five boroughs of New York City?
Good questions.
Here are my questions.
Here's what I've got.
Oh, I'm sorry, JJ.
That's okay.
I cut line.
Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship 3 times? Second question, how many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball diamond? And I'll add one, a Bible question. What was the name of Jonathan's crippled son? What was the name of Jonathan's crippled son?
Mike?
Your three.
My three are, here's number one. What famous document begins with these words? When in the course of human events? Number two, which medical tool was developed in the year 1612, still used today, by a gentleman whose name was Sanctorius, Sanctorius. What was the medical device that he invented? And number three, for all humans, up until the age of 35, this grows, part of our body. But when we pass 35, this begins to shrink. What am I talking about?
Okay.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phone.
And we're going
to
talk to Keith calling from Louisiana. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning to the professors. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Keith. Thanks for calling, buddy. How are you? You like that spicy food, do you?
Oh, yes, sir. I was going to guess Tony Sacheri and rice, and the third one.
throw that in there, too.
That's
right?
That's two out of three there, brother.
Hey, Keith and the panel, my wife was born and raised in Gulfport, Biloxi area, not too far from New Orleans. So after we got married, all the dishes were very, very spicy. And so after about 6 months of being married, I said, hey, I don't want to complain. I love it. But can we dial the spices back a little? I don't think my eyes need to water and my nose needs to run
every single meal.
Yeah. So you guys have some delicious food, but it is spicy.
Well, Keith,
sir.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I believe I'll try both.
All right. So which one did you want to take a stab at?
I was going to do the baseball one, but I'm going to try that one about the age of 35.
Okay, let's see here, Keith. Here's the question. Until you're 35 years old, this grows. Again, talking about male and female. And then after 35, it begins to shrink. What part of the body am I talking about?
The cartilage, maybe like in your knees and stuff?
Well, that's a specific part of this situation. It's not a situation, but I'm going to have to negate that answer.
That's a good guess.
What's your question for us?
I know you're familiar with the story of Moses, Caleb, and Joshua. Well, this Joshua was a one-legged man. Is that true or false?
Joshua was a leg.
See, this may be kind of a son of none kind of a thing. Maybe a riddle. Hey, there's the music, so you better tell us, Keith.
And Joshua 5:15, it says, the captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place that stands holy. You know, he told Moses to take off your sandals with the S, but he told Joshua to take off his shoe.
There you go. Shoe. All right.
Huh.
Wow.
Hop along. What's his?
Joseph. No.
Joshua.
Cassidy.
Joshua.
Is that who you're
Cassidy,
calling?
Cassidy. Hop along.
Joshua.
Joshua. Thanks, Keith. Have a great weekend.
We shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday. A lot more learning to do here. Stay with us.
on the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Okay, here's the big question with regard to any big decision. Is this going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Yeah, but does it actually work? So did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery. The bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered. Why not? You can call right now. Just hit *345. That's *345. *345.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. Last February, the mayor of Oakland, California did the unthinkable. Mayor Libby Schaaf warned thousands of illegal aliens of potential immigration and customs enforcement raids. Some of those receiving the warning were considered to be very dangerous people with violent crime records. It was a stunning betrayal of her oath of office, not to mention a slap in the face to law enforcement and law-abiding citizens. The mayor's actions drew outrage from the White House and Justice Department. And now President Trump wants Attorney General Jeff Sessions to consider prosecuting the mayor, obstruction of justice. It's not clear whether the attorney general will follow up on the president's suggestion. The administration's already suing California over its sanctuary state law. But watching the mayor of Oakland dragged out of City Hall in handcuffs would certainly send a message to other lawmakers that aiding and abetting the illegals will not be tolerated. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. What's missing in the immigration debate is not children, but facts. Yes, Obama holdovers were spying on the Trump campaign. The pardon for Dinesh D'Souza was eminently justified, even though Democrats want to impeach Trump over it. And the talking snake media's nauseating hypocrisy is on full display. That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
And that was the theme from what?
Gunsmoke.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Was that his question?
No. Yeah. No, really? That's my question to you.
Oh, okay.
And it was Gunsmoke.
Great Gunsmoke. Show. Long-lasting show.
Yeah. One of the most popular shows of the 60s, right?
Yes, sir. Matt Dillon.
Into the
70s. Kitty.
And Festus.
Festus.
See the guy with the gate?
Yep.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Jim and JJ. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at this address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. You want to watch the show and interact with other folks who are engaged in Today's Issues and Trivia Friday, you go to our Today's Issues Facebook page and watch the show there, or the YouTube channel, Today's Issues, and check that out. We do this every Friday here on American Family Radio. You know, my uncle used to say, you got to have a little fun. So,
that's right.
And we double that with learning. So
that's why we call it Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. It's an over-the-airway school. which you will grow to appreciate if you'll join us every Friday. You should appreciate it right away, but if you need to grow to appreciate it, you can do that as well. Jim Stanley is general manager for American Family Radio, and he's here to make us. If Ed were here, Professor Ed, what would he say we're trying to do, Jim?
We would be here to make you smarter and betterer people.
Yes, and more awesomer.
And more. Oh, I forgot about awesome.
Yeah, he's added that
to his repertoire.
To his repertoire.
Okay.
How do you spell repertoire, JJ?
It's with an R.
He starts with an R, does it?
Yes.
Hey, I was watching the spelling bee last night for on ESPN. National Spelling Bee for these kids.
Right.
Wait. I'm sorry. Time out. National Spelling Bee on
ESPN. I thought the same thing.
They do carry it every year. ESPN carries the National Spelling
Bee. Now, is it full contact Spelling Bee? Because ESPN and Spelling Bee.
I know. You know.
Go ahead with your story. I didn't mean to distract you.
Fellas, I don't know the answer to what to what y'all are trying to make an issue of here. I'm just simply saying that I was watching. How about I would just rephrase this? I was watching television last night and came across the National Spelling Bee.
Okay.
And these young people were like 10, 11, 12. Just phenomenal.
Right.
That's not even a good word. On the words these kids could spell.
Right.
And it's just the two finalists I saw were Indian. They were Americans, but they were of Indian origin.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that a lot. So evidently there's some, you know, those folks from India are great in math and spelling. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues, Trivia Friday. Our phone number, if you want to get on the program with us, ask or answer, or both, is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Go back to the phone.
Okay, sir, I can do it. Dave calling from Virginia. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. How are you today? I'm glad everybody's fitting as a fiddle.
Dave, thanks for calling from good old Virginia. We appreciate hearing from you, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both, please. I would like to tackle Jim's question, his question number three, naming the five boroughs of New York City.
Jim?
I don't have to ask the question.
Remember.
Yeah, go ahead. What are they, Dave?
Okay, I've got my memory. I've got Brooklyn,
yep.
Bronx, Queens, Staten Island, and Manhattan.
You got it.
You got them.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Dave.
You ever been to New York City, Dave?
I made a wrong turn once on the interstate and was in New York City for about 5 minutes.
Oh, is that right? Well, New York City is a nice place to visit, but as they say, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Right.
But it's.
I'll tell you what, New York City, you know, eternally and spiritually, Jerusalem is the most important city in the world. But I think temporally, you know, for as far as the machinations of man, I think New York City, in that regard, is probably the most important city in the world.
Oh, mm. Yeah.
Don't mull that over.
Well, New York, of course, it's the financial capital of the world. You can't argue with that.
Right.
And, you know, pop culture and all those things, not all of which are good.
Right.
But there are some good things.
Well, one major accident could dissolve the United Nations on the spot.
Yep, the UN, well, we're going to stop right there.
Yeah, today's Trivia Friday.
Okay.
We don't do politics on.
All right, try not to. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay.
You want to?
Well, wouldn't politics.
No, he was just making a point.
Hey, dude. Which question you want to tackle, Dave? Oh, you already did that. What's your question for us?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going back to 1950s television western, Paladin, Have Gun, Will Travel. Okay?
Okay.
Y'all familiar with that?
I've heard of it. Yes. I don't think I ever watched it.
Okay. If nobody's watched it, I'll go to another question.
Go to another question.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. I've heard you all talk about Dean Martin and the Rat Pack before on Trivia Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Martin and the Rat Pack, because they got together in 1960 in Las Vegas. Who were the other members? There were four other members of the Rat Pack. Who were they?
All right, hold on just a second, Dave. Let's talk amongst ourselves.
Now,
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra.
Sammy Davis Jr.
How many of them were there all together?
There were four. There were five total. You've named three of them.
Three of the five.
The other one was a
Rat Pack.
I want to say
there were two more.
Yeah, the other one was he was a famous actor.
That's all gosh. I can picture.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, I didn't go see him, obviously, but. I know you're talking about Joey Bishop.
One was a comedian and one was an Englishman.
Joey Bishop was one of them. Am I right?
That's correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you really get him.
Way to go.
Yeah, and then there was Peter Lawford. That was the actor.
That's you got him.
Wow.
Well done, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you one of the ones outside the fence screaming when they came to town?
No, I enjoy 50s. Americana entertainment and everything like that just kept up.
Wow, that was real good.
Done well.
That was the Dean.
Now, don't ask me to bring three things home from Walmart. Just don't do that without forgetting. But anyway, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, if you got any more 50s hedonism questions that you'd like me to field, I'll be glad to do that here. On American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions that have Jim.
Okay.
That is our questions that have.
Heretofore.
There you go.
Thank you for the prompt, I'm there. When was the first official National Donut Day? When was the first official National?
Don't think that's going to be answered.
You don't think so?
Nope, don't think so. Not without looking it up.
Who was responsible for the start of National Donut Day?
Okay.
All right. And then let's see. Who was the first president that was born a citizen of the United States? Who was the first U.S. president who was born a citizen of the United States?
Okay.
Here's what I've got. Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship three times? And he's a household name. Second question, how many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball diamond? And third question, Old Testament, what was the name of Jonathan's crippled son?
Hmm.
All right, my questions are here. Number one, what famous document begins with these words? When in the course of human events? Now, everybody should know this, okay? We should know this. If you don't know this, you should know this today and remember it because it's very important for us to know the answer to that question. Number two, which medical tool was developed in the year 1612 by Sanctorius. He invented this medical device that is still used even today.
Wooden popsicle stick for you to say,
Number three, until you're 35 years old, all of us, this is growing. And after 35, it begins to shrink. What am I talking about? Human what? All right, back to the phones, Jim.
Okay, so we're going to talk to Seth calling in from Mississippi. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Seth, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Natchez, Mississippi.
Natchez, right on the river there. Okay. I've been down there to Balloon Festival. You know the hot air balloon festival you guys have every year?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've been down there once.
We go sometimes.
Yep. Seth, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both. I'll answer the one about the famous document, which has heretofore gone unanswered.
Look at that young man.
Impressive, Seth. Seth, impressive. Nice. I like the way you used heretofore, just casually and just so easily.
Just laid it right out.
Laid it right out there. Because heretofore is being lost, Seth. You know, in America today. And we've got to bring it back. If there's any hope for our country, if we don't bring the word heretofore, all else we do will be in vain. All right, so here's the question. What famous document begins when in the course of human events?
Here's the deal. That'll be the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events. All right, so great answer. Some excellent history knowledge there on the part of Seth. Seth, here's the deal, Seth.
And way to cover all the bases.
Right. Let me throw this out there, just for what it's worth.
Okay.
That was not the Mississippi State dingling question. However, Seth was such a good participant. What do you think we give away a bonus T-shirt today?
Jim, who are we to deny? Is this a word from the Lord?
I believe it is.
Well, JJ and I aren't going to stand in the way.
All right.
Seth. So let's give that away.
When we finish with you, don't hang up, and Miss Cindy will take you back, and she'll get a mailing address from you, and we're going to send you a Trivia Friday T-shirt just because you've been such a good participant. Now, that said, if you ask us a question we can't answer, you're out.
Right.
So make it easy.
So 2 plus 2. Let's see.
That's right.
Well, give us a second, Seth. Let us talk amongst ourselves. Now, go ahead, Seth. What's your question for us?
A president assassin sustained an injury while trying to escape. Who was he?
Repeat the question, please.
A president's assassin sustained an injury
James
while trying to escape.
James Wilkes.
Yeah, James Wilkes.
Wilkes Booth.
Booth. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he jumped. He was tried to assassinate.
He jumped from the balcony onto the stage, and he split the bone between his ankle and shin and foot.
Wow. All right,
which
now, Seth.
Which isn't supposed to hold weight because he put all the weight on that foot.
Right.
And because he was wearing tight boots, that made a splint instantly.
Wow. Mm. Let me tell you what, Seth. I think you got more of that. You know, I think you've done some study there, more so than just watching National Treasure.
Yeah.
I love American history.
Good.
Wow, there you go. See,
Lord's got big
right
plans
your
for
alley,
you,
brother.
Seth. Thanks, buddy. Stay on the line.
Stay on the line, Miss Cindy's going to get some information from you. Thanks for calling.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Tim, Jim, and JJ. We thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Every Friday we play trivia. You can call in and answer and or ask. And we continue rolling along here. Next up.
Going to Texas and talk to Todd. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you gentlemen doing?
Todd,
we're doing good. Yes, here's the deal.
We're blessed, Todd.
I just like the way he did that. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
All right, what you got, Todd?
Okay. I'll answer Solomon's crippled son would be Mephibosheth.
Yeah, here's the question, Todd. Yeah. What was the name of Jonathan's crippled son?
Jonathan, yeah. Jonathan's crippled son, Mephibosheth.
Mephibosheth.
Oh, by the way, it was John Wilkes Booth. Yeah, by the way, it was John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
What did we say?
And James.
Okay.
And let's see. Question is, World War One weaponry. What was the Peterson device?
The Peterson
World War
device.
One weaponry. What was the Peterson's device?
Peterson device, yes.
Peterson.
Seems like
World
I've
War
heard
One.
Of this.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know.
We, what is the answer, Ty? We just don't know.
It's a drop-in semi-automatic device that converted the old bolt-action rifle into semi-automatic for trench warfare.
The first bump stock.
No, it was not just a bump stock. It was a real semi-automatic function.
Wow. Hey, thanks for that.
All right, Todd.
I didn't
know
that.
Have a good weekend.
Appreciate you, brother.
I didn't know they had that in World War One. Huh?
I bet that was helpful.
Trench warfare. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Let's repeat our questions quickly.
Okay, sir. When was the first official National Donut Day?
Mm-hmm.
Second question, who was responsible for the start of National Donut Day? And then who was the first U.S. president that was born a citizen of the United States?
Here's what I've got. Who was the first boxer to win the World Heavyweight Championship 3 times? Second question, how many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball diamond? And then I'm going to add one. multiple choice, make it easy for you. In what year did U.S. telephone companies start using area codes? A, 1937, B, 1947, or C, 1957? Before that, they would just go one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingies, or they'd say Klondike, whatever.
Right.
So was it 37, 47, or 57? When did they start using area codes?
All right, so I was in the hospital for 6 nights. When was that? Whenever it started, last week this time. So I came up with all these medical questions, right?
Right.
So that's my theme, if you're wondering what my theme is for this
week. So even in the hospital while you were injured.
I was thinking about Trivia Friday.
Thinking about Trivia.
There you go.
Right, yeah. That's dedication right there.
That's exactly right.
I'm not going to have some false humility
no.
here because I was zeroed in.
That's
on this day. I knew this day would come. Which medical tool was developed in the year 1612 by a gentleman by the name of Sanctorius? Sanctorius in 1612, still used today.
I hope they've made some upgrades on it.
Or at least washed it.
From 1612?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Until you're 35 years old, all of us humans, this part of our body is growing. We peak 35 years old, and then what happens to this part of the body? I want to know what the answer to the question is, what part of the body begins to shrink. Number three, new question. You might say, why do you try if you're no good? Trypanophobia. That's the word.
Trypanophobia.
That's correct. That's the word I'm using here. What is it? It's a fear of what? Do you know the answer, Jim?
I do not.
Three pans cooking on the stove at the same time.
Knowing the answer scares me.
Yeah, well, if you have trypanophobia, the doctor says, do you have trypanophobia? And you answer yes, then you have a fear of what?
Hmm.
I want to know the answer to that question.
Excellent questions.
Yes. All right, there you go. Back to the phones.
All right, we're going to talk to Karen calling in today. Karen, welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio.
Hi.
Hello.
Karen, is that you?
Hi, can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
We can. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my car, but right. My location is Kosciuszko.
Gotcha. In Mississippi, thanks for calling from Kosciuszko. Uh-huh. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right. Go ahead and tell us which one you want to try.
The medical instrument that was created in 1612.
Okay. Which medical tool was developed by Sanctorius in the year 1612?
Would that be the thermometer?
Thermometer.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know anything more about that?
Not really. I'm a dietitian, but we did have to learn all that kind of fun stuff.
Sanctorius, 1612. You know, I'm stunned that, a thermometer reads your body temperature, right?
Right.
I was wondering how in the world could you, they used, I guess, mercury or, I don't know, but.
I think you're right.
How would you read
wow.
it? You know, but anyway, yeah, 1612. Sanctorius.
That's quite an invention. That's quite a breakthrough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back then.
Absolutely. Anyway, you got it right. What's your question for us?
So there is something that we cannot digest that certain animals can. What is that?
Chewing gum.
Are you serious, Jim? Hold on a second. Don't say yes or no.
Something that we can digest?
No, that we can't, but animals can.
We cannot digest it, but we eat it. We eat it. Well, some of us do. All of us should. But we eat it.
Oh, then it's not chewing gum.
And we cannot digest it, but they can.
Huh.
You want a hint?
Yeah,
what's the answer?
Corn.
One animal that, or one creature that can is an insect. And the other one is a farm animal.
Huh.
Okay, so what is it?
Cellulose.
Cellulose.
Cellulose?
It's a fiber.
Fiber.
It's a fiber. We can't digest it. You should definitely eat it because, you know, fiber has two purposes.
What does it do? Just absorb into your body?
No. It's actually part of what's responsible for bulking. It's the like the strings from celery, for instance.
I can tell you where all the cellulose has gone to me. My hips and my backside. It gathers all in the same place there, and they celebrate and have family reunions.
I think a lot of us have that problem.
Oh, man.
All right, Karen, thanks for making us smarter people.
Yes, thank you. And thanks for the important work you do as a dietitian.
Absolutely. So it's food that doesn't digest.
That we can't digest, but animals can.
Animals can.
Okay. So for us, it goes...
It just goes.
Huh? We absorb it. Am I right?
It goes to your thighs.
Oh, you already told us that.
You can identify it more dimples than what's in a golf ball.
These blank stares that you're getting from us.
Yeah. I'm just not going to worry about that. I'm not going to let that ruin my weekend.
Speaking of weekends, if you don't mind real quick. Jasper, what have you got coming up? And how can we let folks know where you're going to be?
Hey, thank you for that. I will be in West Point, Mississippi tomorrow speaking at a motorcycle rally.
Okay.
And it's bikers, you're invited. It's Freedom Ride for the Mission. They're going to start a mission in West Point, Mississippi, and they've got a 70-mile ride in the morning. They've got music, door prizes. I'm doing stand-up comedy and sharing the gospel. So you can get all that information at missiongtr.com. missiongtr.com for tomorrow's motorcycle rally in West Point, Mississippi. Yeah.
Right. Thanks. And if you want JJ to come to your place, simply contact him at jjjasper.com.
Will he come to your home?
You know, I dare say that JJ, if you feed him well,
bar mitzvahs, birthday parties.
That's right.
Yeah.
For the right price, you'll come over and cook people breakfast, won't you, JJ? let's be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, every man's got his number.
See if we can get Paula from Arkansas.
I was on my way to break Dinesh D'Souza out of prison. Thankfully, that all worked out.
Yeah, Trump pardoned
him. Without me having to get those Navy SEALs rounded up.
Paula, welcome to Trivia Friday. We've got just a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I wanted to answer.
All right, which one did you want to answer?
And just wanted to say good afternoon to y'all.
Thank you, Paula. Where are you calling from, Paula?
Clinton, Arkansas.
Arkansas. Now, that's Clinton. Is that near, where is that near?
It's above Conway.
Above Conway.
North
okay.
of Little Rock.
I know where you are. Yep. Yep.
We're
hold on just a second.
On
we're about to zero in on your location right now. Big Brother's watching you. Anyway.
I'm really at the base of Wolverton Mountain.
Okay.
Okay. Have that drone.
That sounds like a
swing over
a novel
way.
Right there, didn't it?
It does.
It's a country song.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a country song?
Yeah, it is a country song.
Really?
There is a country song about Wolverton Mountain.
At the base of Wolverton Mountain.
And you're right there.
Where your dreams come true. Uh-huh.
Paula, you never have a bad day.
Yeah. All right, Paula, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to just answer. I just want to answer the baseball question.
All right. How many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball diamond?
90 feet.
Yeah.
Well done.
90 feet.
She swung, and I see that ball. It's out of here.
Baseball's the All-American. That was the dinger. That was the cowbell.
That would have been good.
That was not the mystery question, but it was a great answer. And, Paula, thank you for listening to AFR, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Okay. Right. We're going to come back and go to Michael in Missouri. Paul's in Louisiana. Grant is in Illinois. Kenny is in Oklahoma. Nancy's in Louisiana. And we'll take your calls as well. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.